Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. I'm your host, Maddox Campbell. On each show, we take a magic wish and try to come up with the perfect ironic cost. The idea is that knowing the wish's cost, it'd still be a tough call whether you take that wish or not. Previously, we had, you can control the weather around you, but all meteorologists and climatologists hate you more than anyone else. Most people didn't think weather people were common or scary enough to be a threat. Kelly on Facebook said, she'd head north and try to keep the ice sheet cool. We appreciate your sacrifice to eternal hypothermia. Final score, 80% accept on Twitter, 100% accept on Facebook. This week's wish comes from Andrea Davidson, who said, I wish I always remembered people's names. I sit down with Michael Mongiardi and Alessandra Vite to discuss this wish while saying our names a lot, hoping to prompt everyone else to say their name again. All right, we got a new wish coming in, but first let's meet who we're breaking it down with. We've got Mike Mongiardi.
Hello.
And Alessandra Vite.
Hi.
And the wish we're breaking out down today is, I wish I could always remember people's names.
This would be useful for me.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
What level are we sitting at in terms of memory, faces?
Memory in general, like, I'd say my memory is so bad to the point where I've had to, last time I went to the doctor, I was like, I'm super concerned about my memory.
No.
And then they just told me to take more vitamin B12, which I've been doing, and it is not helping.
I think some people are just born with memory. Like,
that's
my sister has bad memory. My mom has bad memory. I think it's just, my mom takes all of that stuff, and it's like,
yeah.
And she's been complaining about it since I was a kid.
Let me give you an example. You know that there was what was that Tom Clancy character?
Jack Ryan.
There was that Jack Ryan movie with Chris Pine. You know Chris Pine, that beautiful hunk
of a man.
He's
very hunky. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's a hunk.
I like how he looks.
He has a sort of face that melts into my memory as nothing.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no. I remember the first time I ever saw him in that Star Trek preview, and I was like, everybody stop the press.
Yeah. Just stood up in the movie theater and was just like, hey. I'm going to fuck that boy.
Honestly, he's gotten a little rough because I think he has alcohol problems, but I'd take it.
Yeah. So I was watching, I was like, oh, I like spy movies. And I was like, I feel like a spy movie today. So I was like, oh, I haven't watched this one. And I put on that Jack Ryan movie that he was in, whatever it was called. And I watched it.
I think it was just called Jack Ryan.
Reacher?
No, that's a different guy entirely.
Oh, okay.
It was. It had like a subtitle maybe or something. Or not. I don't know. My memory's terrible.
Right. That's the point of the story.
And I got a full hour into the movie. And when I realized that, like, I watched this and it was like 6 months ago.
But so, like, you can't remember things like that, but also names falls under that category.
Yeah, names can be bad too.
He's and forgotten the name of Jack Ryan a couple times.
Yeah.
In this sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a really good memory, and what's funny about that is I was embarrassed by how good my memory was.
Oh, you're one of those people who like, oh, have we met? And you're always like, yes, we have. Yeah. I remember the entire time.
I remember everything that happened in high school. I remember everything that happened to other people in high school, and I was embarrassed. Like, my sister would say something, I'd be like, oh yeah, when you did this, this, and this, and she'll be like, oh my God, how do you know that?
Yeah.
It's a weird skill that I have, and unfortunately, because I was embarrassed, I would try to not remember things because I wanted to be cool. And now I'm like, when I write and stuff, I'm like, oh, what a mistake. Like, I should practice my memory. So I do have good memory. That being said, the last like 5 years of my life have been my like drunkest and most tired. And that definitely, I can feel my memory getting worse. I feel myself reaching for names, reaching for thoughts. And it's like, I see it in my head. I feel it. It feels like doing an exercise. Like I can feel my brain hurt reaching for that memory and knowing that it's gone from alcohol.
Okay. I want to rewind a little bit to the part where you said you had a good memory. You were embarrassed by how good it was. And then you chose, rather than to just not say when you remember things, you're like, I need to remember like
to
less.
Force brain damage on yourself.
Brain damage on yourself? That was your solution to that problem?
No, me drinking and partying was not a brain damage solution. That just was a symptom of my life.
The life, the whole. But still, like but you were choosing to not remember things rather than just not talk.
I was choosing to play it cool. Yeah, because other people didn't remember stuff. And then sometimes it makes me seem like I'm lying because I'll be like, I won't say that I remember something, and then I'll bring up something that
you could only know if you remembered.
If you remembered it, and then it's like, I'm not a liar. I just don't want to freak people out with my good memory. That being said, I teach improv now, and I can't remember people's names if my life depended on it, and I feel really bad.
Did that used to be good, names, or was names always a hole in your memory?
Names. I'd say I was always like 70% good at names, like better than most, but not that great.
I'm not particularly good, but like I have on top of that, I have I don't trust my own memory. I'll go, I think I remember this person, but I don't want to say the wrong thing, so I don't say anything at all.
Oh, because it's way worse to not say anything than to say the wrong name.
Yeah. I do that too. Oh, that's bad. Yeah, I do that too.
And so like, I think I know the person's name, but I won't risk it. And then I won't remember at all.
I get names mixed up. Like the name Jeremy and Jonathan is the same to me. Colin and Connor, that's the same to me. And I remember there were only two Asian students in my class and their names were Colin and Connor. And I was like, fuck me. Because it's like, I'm not doing it because they're the only two non-white people in the class. But then,
this is a different problem I have than racism. I still, my fault, but.
It's usually like white, pretty whitey names. I can't. They seem the same to me. And what was funny was when I was in the Skechers, so there was a Jeremy and a Jonathan, and they couldn't be more different human beings on the history of the world, but I would mix them up anyways.
Yeah, just because the name's too close.
Oh, and I remember my very good friend is Ted, and I was dating someone named Ben, and Ben and Ted are interchangeable, and my name's in my head too.
Those don't seem close to me.
I get it. It's three letters, and the middle letter is E.
Yeah.
I got that.
I called Ted Ben a lot, and then he's like, are you like in love with me? And I'd be like, no. I just think it's the same.
Did you ever call Ben Ted?
Because I feel like that would be the one that would cause more trouble.
Oh, yeah, that would be.
No, I don't think so. But I feel like I've thought it. I'd go to say, like, Ben. Like, I don't think I ever got the full.
So from his perspective, it would be you would be about to say his name, and then you'd stop suddenly to double think about it.
Yeah.
As though you had forgotten his name entirely.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably not a great sign.
Yeah. No, it's not good. This is why this wish is really important to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everyone would gain from that. There's not many people who actually are good at names, like who admit I'm just great at names. A couple people here and there. Sometimes people have weird things where they'll say like, oh, I'm good at faces, but not names, or I'm good at names and not faces. And those seem like skills you need to have both to be useful.
I'd say I'm good at faces and not names.
Just
but how
looking at a face and being like, I know that face.
Yeah.
Good. Cool.
I know them. I don't know what to do with it.
But how can you be good at names and not faces?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know the name Colin.
Like, you remember the history of the person, but like you couldn't pick if they changed like their hair or something, you'd be like, I don't know that person anymore.
Oh, then that seems very thoughtless.
There actually is a thing called face blindness.
Yeah. It's like the man who mistook his wife for a hat. That's,
yes.
Oliver Sacks.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Oliver Sacks. And he's not the only one who has it. That's a common, and we have it in levels, right? Some people have it a little and some people have it a lot.
Yeah.
So that can be a thing of like, you can mistake yourself for someone else or.
Okay.
I feel like I often do commit people to memory by things about them. And then if those things change, I'm less likely to remember who they
are. Maybe. I say, once again, because I've been teaching more often than usual, I used to be really good with faces. And now I'm starting to get to a point where it's like, these people know me. They're saying my name. I'm having a full conversation with them. I know I taught them. I have no idea where or when. That's a real bummer for them too,
where it's a one-way relationship with someone, which can mess it up. People know you, but you don't necessarily know them.
Yeah, yeah. Because then there's also people that would come to like the Skechersons all the time, and they know me, and maybe they've introduced themselves to me once.
Yeah.
And I feel particularly shitty when I don't remember that person, because I feel like there's not that many super fans of the Skechersons, and I really should remember.
You don't have to be that big of a celebrity to run into that occasion where someone feels like they know you.
Yeah. That one makes me feel really, awful. Like Cody knew
me. But it's
fair. Cody, the sonar, he knew me before I knew him.
Cody Crane, who's been on the show.
And we definitely had a conversation, and I just was like, I don't know. But now we're friends. We did trivia together.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty forgettable.
No!
He's nice, though.
He's fine, I guess. Fine. He's fine. You know, we all deal with him.
Michael has this thing where he likes to be difficult.
They have a bit of a feud that's been brewing on and off for years, so it might come out during the discussion.
For months.
you know what I find interesting is that since we sat down, you've been playing with those coasters, but refusing to use it, but putting your cup directly on the table, like as if you didn't know they were there, but they're in your hand.
Do you know that I didn't even take the concept?
You didn't realize that was a coaster?
As a coaster.
Please use it, Abe. We'll reduce the sound.
I thought it was.
So the listener, if you hear this constant banging.
Just hitting the table with her glass.
I'm so sorry. I'm spoiled. I'm spoiled with my podcast because Alex is nice to me.
Oh, yeah. That does not sound like Alex.
He also gets mad at me, and then we just accept that there's shitty sounds on our podcast. We accept it. Yeah, I touch his mic all the time,
Touch my mic. When you're saying it's a bad thing, don't actively do it as well.
What am I going to do? Not touch your mic?
Yes, please. All right, let's actually get to the topic then. So we all want the ability by magic to be able to remember anyone's name.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would work. You still have to meet the person the first time.
Okay.
But if you meet someone and you know their name, it will never not come up.
What a cool magic power to guess name.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll say even if they're disguised.
Why are you meeting people that are disguised?
I don't know. Like if they're at a Halloween costume.
Like if you're at a masquerade or something.
You're at a masquerade and you'd still be like, you just know their name.
You just
magic.
Know because they have that, like you just know their body.
Do you guys go to masquerades?
As long as their gait.
Oh, right. We didn't invite her to the last masquerade. Oh,
oh no.
Yeah. The Eyes Wide Shut fuck party.
That's okay. I'm okay. I don't need that one. I know that there's someone. Do you guys know Meg Frazier?
Yeah.
She does amazing Halloween costumes.
Amazing.
She was the sexy gremlin this year.
The sexy or a sexy? Like a
the one from Gremlins 2, okay. I think, right? The sexy one with the lipstick and everything.
Okay.
She did her makeup with full prosthetics and stuff. And I didn't even kind of recognize her. You didn't recognize her at all. And she was saying hi to people. And then she said most of the night was spent her not talking to anybody because no one knew who she was.
Yeah, I think I saw her do. I think she did Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors,
that was
and
so
she
good
had like
too.
a little puppet for the plant.
Okay,
because the plant is Seymour, isn't it? Or no?
No, plant's
Seymour,
Audrey.
Seymour's the
Audrey she's
too.
Seymour,
Audrey. Right?
Yeah, this is where my memory comes in. So she's been Margaret Atwood, where she was half Margaret Atwood and half the Pennywise the Clown from It.
Oh, I like that.
And that was an incredible costume. She was a burn victim, where she was a sexy firefighter mixed with a burn thing. Oh my God. She's so good.
And you don't normally can't recognize her, or normally can, like she's in that vein.
The sexy gremlin was the most unrecognizable of the Halloween costumes.
Right. I think with this magic, you could see through those costumes
and you'd still
be able to recognize
it. Because
that's still
know
awkward.
Who Meg Frazier is.
Even if they just had a sheet over their head and it was draped from head to toe, completely covered.
Yeah.
You still know who they were?
I'm going to say so. If you've met them once, if you're a spy, you wouldn't be able to recognize someone you've never met before and just be like, I know who that is. But if you've met them before, then you'll know them even if they're disguised.
Okay. I'll buy it.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I'll get behind that.
I'll take that.
All right. What about a cost for this, guys? Can you guys think of a good cost for this?
I guess that you just have constant diarrhea.
Have you suggested this before? I feel like this is your go-to cost for anything.
So it's a constant diarrhea, all your life, like from the moment you get this wish, you're just always shitting yourself.
No, I'm just kidding.
Or just every time you poop, it's diarrhea.
I forget which one you had last time, but yeah, you suggested that. I think it was the food one.
Constant diarrhea.
So at least that sort of made sense with food and digestion. It does not make sense here.
Okay, how about this? You always remember their name, but you forget how to say it.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, like you always pronounce it wrong?
Yeah. You can't pronounce their name.
That's
good. You remember who they are.
That's a problem.
What their name is, but you just, your mouth refuses to do the correct pronunciation.
So like if your name is Tim, you say like Tim.
Time.
So it's actually kind of the opposite because now instead of a world where I'm sometimes getting people's names wrong, now I'm in a world where I'm always getting
Always getting them wrong. They always think you're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But again, it would always be close enough that it would still sound like you knew who they were, but just that you can't get
the
name
right. So like Maddox, I'd be like, hey, Maddox. And then you'd be like,
people's pronounce it Madoc sometime, which is the only pronunciation that for some reason grates me.
Everybody pronounces my name wrong because there's no real right way to say my name fully unless you have like an Italian accent. You're like Alessandra. Like that's the only way.
Like, is it wrong to just not put an accent on it? Or
no,
is
you say
it
Alessandra.
Just,
like you said it well.
Yeah, it was.
But it's still kind of wrong.
Is it wrong or is it just, I feel like it would sound weirder for me to try to put on the accent.
Hey, Alessandra. I know my mom says it in the Italian accent when she's mad. Yeah.
So that's your like full name?
Yeah. One? Alessandra. I think you'd piss people off more than forgetting their name.
Yeah.
Do you think you're more pissed?
The cost might be too strong because, I think it would be hard to take that one because you would know that you would never get anyone's name right
and
ever.
There's also like this thing of like people don't get like non-white names properly, like Hassan Minhaj. Oh boy, I think I said his name wrong though. It's Hassan Minhaj. Is like you can learn to say Hassan, but you can't learn to say that name, but you can say Timothée Chalamet. So it's like people are like then they, it might be like a political thing, you not getting names proper.
But if it's equal opportunity, like you get everyone's name wrong, then
but they don't know that.
Well, they wouldn't know that the first time, but then when they introduce you to their friend's name who is John Smith and you call Jahan Smythe,
and you would immediately get a reputation in the community that you are in of like, that guy just always says everyone's name wrong all the time. It's ridiculous.
I think you'd piss people off with this cost too much.
I think you might have to affect an accent, like a fake accent, onto yourself all the time so that it would explain it. Like you'd turn into like a Tommy Wiseau where you just have this weird non-regional, non-specific accent that you just speak in to hide the fact that you can't say anyone's name right.
That's true. This cost is changing lives because it goes from like just having a moment of uncomfortableness of being like, I'm so sorry, I've forgotten your name, to having to change your entire way of speech.
Yeah. Yeah.
But could you pull it off? Is it worth it? Could you pull it off?
She too far at this cost. I could.
I couldn't. I don't do accents.
I don't do accents, but I could say words weird.
I guess I could just talk silly.
Yeah, just be a silly talker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a silly talker.
We shouldn't declare what we choose yet.
I think it's a fun way to deal with it. It might be too harsh, but we can come back, revisit it, see if we can maybe weaken it a little.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have an idea for a cost now?
Yeah. It would be that you could remember everybody's name, but not your own.
Oh wow.
That's like, ever. So like you have the DMV, like,
you'd have to,
like
you'd
what's
always
your name?
Have to check.
Let me check.
Like you have like, I have a note on my phone when I go to auditions that has my actor number, my agent's like full name and number and all that stuff.
So just like your name on your underwear, are you checking?
Yeah,
it?
You gotta check. Yeah,
you just
so
get a tattoo on your hand.
And
remember
like,
Sammy Jenkins.
Even in the same thing, you'd be like, oh, Daryl, hi. I'm like, I'm so sorry for your name. You'd be like, hold on a second.
Then, I like that a lot because again, it wouldn't be that bad because you could always check somehow.
You could check. Like, there's the ability to know your name, but you can't remember it.
But, and I think part of the reason that I, and a lot of people are bad at remembering people's names, is that whenever you're introduced to someone for the first time, you're also always thinking about your own introduction to them.
Yeah.
And it sort of distracts you because you're like, all right, I want to make sure I make a good impression.
Yeah.
You're trying to think of like, how do I say my name? How much name do I give?
How much do I give?
Well, do I get like my full name? Do I give... I go by my middle name.
Very sexual. You go by your middle name?
I go by my middle
name. What's your first name?
Christopher.
Christopher Maddox.
But I don't go by my middle name around my family.
Oh, yeah. And
so, you go by Christopher around your family.
Yeah.
And do you go by Maddox because you were so inspired by Angelina Jolie's children?
No, she's a fan of mine.
Oh, she did it.
So
she
did it.
She knew about it. She knows some of my early work.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I am older.
That's funny because my family calls me Alex, but that's not my name, right? My name is Alessandra. So when I got like my whole like childhood life, people called me Alex. And then when I got to high school, I was like, oh, I don't want people to call me that because I don't want people to think my name is Alexandra because it's not. It's Alessandra.
How did they get to Alex in the first place?
My mom for being a very Italian person, really anglicizes everything. So,
except for when she's mad at you.
Except for when she's mad at me. Like, she'll talk about my nonna, which is my grandmother, and she'll be like, well, your grandmother. And I'll be like, you could say nonna. Why are you whiting this for us? Like, why are you anglicizing it? It's a really weird, or your Uncle Mario. And it's like, but we call him Zio Mario. So, like, what are you talking about? So, I think that's where it comes from. I think she is, she grew up in, like, the 50s and 60s in Toronto, and she kind of had to, like, whitewash her language, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my assumption. It's an assumption.
Yeah, my dad's the same way. His name's Mario, his birth name, but he only, when he moved to Canada, he wanted to not be so Italian sounding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he went by his middle name, which is Anthony, the second most Italian name.
So but it's quite Anglo. My dad's name is Marcello, and I can tell that it's a salesman calling when I was a kid, because it'd be like, hi, is Mark there? Because Mark was his white person name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, okay. Immigrants. Well, children of immigrants.
Is that why we're feuding?
Because we secretly come from the same place. And yeah.
You're first generation?
Oh, it might be like a family feud that goes back just forgot about it for
a bit. I'm first generation, too. Oh,
okay. First generation means your parents
were born in Italy. So, like, you're the first generation to be born in Canada.
Yeah, that's me.
First gen, bitches.
First gen, deal with that.
With it, Maddox.
I'm a gen, I don't know my number. We forgot.
Christopher Maddox. Like Christopher Robbins.
Try to explain
in
that.
In a way that it's completely different.
I don't know if I've explained already, but I'm Italian, and all names sound the same to me that aren't Italian.
She's got name blindness.
Name blindness, yeah. That seems like a condition you might want to get diagnosed by a doctor.
I refuse.
All right, but so the way you're pitching your cost is you always have to look up your own name.
Yeah, like before the time of phones, that would be annoying, but now you can just have a note on your phone that says name.
I mean, you still have to, like, mid-conversation, and what's your name? One second. I have to check my phone, and it'll seem like
you'd be
weird.
Cool like me and always have your phone in your hand.
Always in your hand. Yeah. Just never look away.
I get it like tattooed on my hand or something like that, or like on my finger.
I guess you could also name tag and just carry it around and check yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, get it tattooed. That's so smart.
It's like a little tattoo on your hand.
And a hand
right
tattoo fades, though. You'd have to get it often. I know this as someone who got a shitty... Actually, it's not a hand tattoo. I got a white tattoo.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're showing me an arm.
There's nothing there. There's like what kind of looks like...
Is it letter M?
Maybe someone had recently scratched you.
It's a crown.
Oh, okay. Does not show.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's a scar that I paid $100 for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I always wanted a white tattoo, and here we are years later.
Yeah, white tattoos on white people do not work.
And what's the crown?
It's a Basquiat crown. I was drunk, and I just seen the AGO Basquiat exhibit, and I really liked him. It might be appropriation. I think it has something to do with being an African king.
Cool. And you can't tell Asian people apart. You're really knocking it out of the park today.
Well, I'm Italian. I don't know if I've explained this already.
You've made some big decisions, Trump, is what you've basically established to our audience.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's true.
Far.
I lost my thing. I don't drink right now, but I lost my memory because I was drunk and I have a white tattoo.
Yeah.
It's my Tinder bio.
That you have
a white tattoo that looks like a scar I paid $100 for.
Oh, okay.
And then guys are always like, what's the tattoo? And then I say a crown. They go, oh. Tinder sucks.
So is it? Yeah, it does seem like it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah, sounds like you're meeting some real gems.
Oh yeah, I got stood up on Tinder last 2 weeks ago. I've never been stood up in my life, and he checked in the morning.
He checked in with you.
Yeah, he's like, hey, are we still on for tonight? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, cool, but let's meet at the station instead of the bar. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I'm waiting for him outside the station. I was like, oh, I better look at his thing again because I forget what his face looks like. I have face blindness.
Right.
And I go to check and he's unmatched me. But I had his number already because we were texting with his number.
Oh, I think I know what happened.
Okay, let me finish my story and then you have to tell me.
Okay.
And then I texted him, be like, hey, I'm here. And then I like texted my sisters being like, this dude is ghosting me and it doesn't make any sense because he confirmed this morning. And then I was like, how long should I wait? And my sister's like, I don't know, half an hour. I was like, you're crazy. I'm waiting 10 minutes. So I waited 10 minutes and then I texted him saying like, I'm assuming you've blown me off. This is so weird.
And no response?
No response. What do you think happened, Maddox? Because the mystery is killing me.
Step one, he's a bad person.
Yes.
Okay. I think we have to just get that out of the way.
Yeah, he's a bizarrely bad person. Yeah.
But step two, this person had multiple dates on that same day figured out, went to an earlier one, and it went well. And so he decided not to go to yours.
But to un match, and then...
Because a bad person. That's step one. So step one, bad person, so he's willing to just blow you off. Step two, went on another date, so went well enough, he's like...
That's a good... That's a pretty good... Yeah,
that's our a date workable was
at,
theory, right?
Our date was at 8 o'clock.
That's late enough.
So he might have had a 5 o'clock date.
Had a dinner thing.
Was it on like a weekend too? So he could have done like an afternoon date?
No, it was like a Thursday night or something.
Okay, so he could have done an early, like what's a 6
his
name? O'clock
Let's
date.
Let's get into it. What's his number?
I can't remember his name, and I do have his number.
I can't remember his face.
I can't remember his name, but I know it's saved on my phone. So if I type in Tinder, because I put first name and then Tinder whenever the Tindermen give me their numbers. That is a really good theory, because all the other theories, like I haven't formed a theory because I was so confused at the fact that he confirmed with me in the morning and then ghosted me.
Yeah.
And like, I do wish he had ghosted me a little bit earlier.
I mean, the other
because theory, I showered and I could have just gone to bed. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have another theory, but it's crazier.
Okay, I'd like to hear this.
So this
well.
Is
this is good, Maddox. This is inside the mind of
the
killer.
He had enough information on you that he could perform a background check, and then he found out something he didn't like. And then he just wanted to cut all ties and
okay,
run.
Okay, so what freaked me out, that's a terrible theory and I hate that. If the background check is that I'm friggin' adorable. my theory that scared me was that I was like, why did he want to meet at the station instead of the bar, which was a 5-minute walk from the station, like literally 2 blocks away. Like, we all have Google. We all know where things are now. I don't think you'd be confused as to where the bar is. And then I was like, he wanted to meet me outside, and then he ghosted me. I was like, is he watching me? And then I felt very unsafe. And then I got on my bike and biked around for a little bit and didn't go home because I thought maybe he was watching me.
That's the thing that's like, that sucks for like girls that have to like think about that stuff. And it's terrifying. That thought didn't even cross my mind, but I'm glad you did that. That's very smart.
Because if he met me in the bar, I would see him because it's a small space, right? If he wanted to just watch me and ghost me. But if he wants to watch me from outside, he could watch me from outside. That's all I kept thinking about.
And he could be too cheap to want to pay the fare twice on the PC, so he could stay within the turnstiles.
No, I think I might have deleted his number because I got all freaked out about him watching me.
I think you are probably fine to forget about this individual entirely.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I don't
never
think,
worry about him again.
I don't think he's going to be the new Mr. Vitae.
Yeah. Oh, I hope he takes my name. Yeah, anyways, so that's my cost, is that I get stood up on a Tinder date and then he watches me.
Actually, I forgot what your actual
cost
was.
No, my cost is you can't remember your own name.
Can't remember your own name, right?
You can't remember your own name.
I did like that one.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to try my pitch now. So yeah, you always remember their name. You can't forget their name.
Okay.
But you also always misremember one fact about them that might come up in the conversation.
And it's kind of like rude?
Well, no, it's not necessarily new, just wrong.
So if it's like, Maddox, you're a comedian, but I'd be like, oh, Maddox, you work in like coal mining, right?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, no.
You always have something like that that also comes up in your mind.
It would make the person very insecure because it would make them think like, they don't know me. Then.
They don't know you.
And it would make me never want to offer up any information for fear of like, that might be
the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one fact in your memory about them is always wrong.
Now, does that fact change? Because if you now know, oh, that's the one fact that's wrong, when you learn it, you can now hold on to that.
It resets each time you meet them.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
Resets?
Yeah.
So it'll be a different fact that shows up wrong in your brain. So if you meet them and they go like, no, that's not what it is. The next time you meet them, there's something else in your memory of them that's wrong, and you don't know which one it is.
That's a very interesting one.
I think that would make something innocuous, like their favorite color or their sign
or something more important. It's real Russian roulette.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like not wanting to give information because I think that would make you really cool and mysterious because you would be guarded, right? It would give and make you a guarded individual. I just keep thinking that you'd act like Fleabag, basically.
Yeah, it would appear like a power play.
Yeah, it would be like a power play, and I think that would make you real mysterious.
Because just like you're like
seen Fleabag, so I don't know that reference.
Oh, you gotta watch Fleabag.
Okay, but can you just give me the tiny synopsis?
She's just a cold woman, I would say. She's not cold. She had something shitty happen. She did something shitty. I won't say what happened, but she did something shitty, and it's caused her to have like huge guards up. And also, it starts with like her mom dying, so like she has really big emotional guards to begin with.
Okay.
So because I have no emotional guards and I'm like very like I like talking to people and all that stuff, I always find people that have emotional guards up more higher status than me. And I find that mysterious. And it also gets me in trouble with dating people that are kind of mean.
Yeah, because sometimes they're mysterious because they're just mean. They're trying to hide how mean they are.
I dated someone for like 2 years and people were like, he's pretty mysterious. And I was like, oh, you know what the mysterious is? He has a mental health issue. That's his mystery. He's quite depressed. Oh, like, wow. There's no...
Yeah, mystery is just not, he's not saying anything.
Yeah, mystery is that he's mean. Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you'd come off that way, I guess. Or you could just...
And so for me, I'd find that irresistibly attractive.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. So
unstoppable.
So that wins you out. If you take this costume, you win over Alessandra.
I win.
She's into you.
Yeah, so take it. Every man take it.
We're deciding what cost we're taking?
Well, which one do we think is closest to balanced right now? And then we'll move forward to see if that actually is bounced. We'll test it against us. So
I think
let's
maybe,
do a quick recap first, though.
Yeah, so, okay.
Mike, you pitched the one that you always mispronounce their name.
Yeah.
You know it, but you can't say it right.
Yeah.
Alessandra, you had forget your own name.
Yeah.
You remember everyone else's, but your own name, you always have to look up and check. And mine is you remember their name, but you always misremember one fact about them.
Yeah.
And you don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of in the same vein of like you remember, but you forget something else, which is cool. We all kind of
it kind of makes
the Achilles
poetic
heel.
Sense for this one.
Yeah, totally. For me, I think the most balanced one is Maddox's, I think. Okay. Because... there's a way to, you can avoid bringing up facts, but at the risk of appearing guarded and mysterious or whatever.
Job interviews would be a goddamn nightmare with mine.
Yeah.
And like just making a good first impression and you would fuck it up.
Then again, it would be so embarrassing. Hi, my name's like Mike. What's your name? Oh, hold on. Like you have to
but,
like, look
but
at
I like the solve of the tattoo.
But on a job interview, you always have your resume in front of you. Just pass, you look at it That's before you true. Pass it over. It's your name.
But like a networking event, like, okay, like I went to like if you go to like a party, like I went to JFL and like I had to like say my name to a bunch of people.
But again, networking events, don't you have a name tag and you just point to it?
No, not at JFL.
Oh.
I mean, you could have had a lanyard, I guess. But my lanyard said the podcast name on it.
Oh no!
And I keep telling everyone that I'm watching a movie. I shake hands with everybody,
and because you don't know your name, you're like, I guess that's my name. That's on my name tag.
Oh yeah, if someone told you what your name was, you would think that's your name, but it might not be your name.
I guess yeah. So someone could call you names, like if it's a mean name, and you just assume that's your real name.
Mm. How soon do you forget it from when you look at it? So you look at a piece of paper, it says your name
after the introduction.
Then you can.
And then it resets. This resetting situation.
Maybe like a 1 minute. Yeah. A 1 minute. Like, it slides in.
I'm Alessandra. We have a bit of a conversation. Sorry, what's your name again?
So you could look at something before going into an introduction.
Yeah. I think you forget it in the way that you forget someone's name when you meet them.
So yeah, it normally sticks in for about a minute.
It sticks in for like a second. Then you just let it go. So you might be able to glob onto it for a little while or. It goes away.
If you're just
quickly.
Like, okay, Alessandra, hi, nice to meet you. Ah, shit.
Yeah. That's my cost.
I think hers is actually closer to balance because I think yours might be too hard and mine might be too easy.
Yeah, yours is too easy because if you appear mysterious, that could be a benefit too.
And listen, it is for me.
Oh, yeah, she's getting crazy about it.
I'm hot for mystery.
I haven't taken it yet. Stop looking at me that way.
Very hot for mystery.
I was also thinking of the idea of like, it's kind of rude to say other people's facts about them anyway, right? If I misremember a fact about you and I'm like, oh yeah, you have this thing. Like, that's kind of me telling everyone in the conversation about you when you should just be offering it yourself.
But it could be like, how's work going or whatever? Like, how's the job or whatever?
Yeah, it's how you start a conversation sometimes.
But again, I always say it nice and vague there. I guess I could forget that they're unemployed or something, but
I could be like, hey, what's that thing you do? You could do it like that.
Yeah, what's that? What's you? What you is? I don't know you. You could do that. That might work.
I like what you is.
what you is.
What you is. I think you're right. Yours might be a little soft. There's too many workarounds, I think.
Yeah, I think there's ways to play it off mysterious or just always put it on the other people to...
Either way, you look nuts.
Keep it vague enough that they fill in the blanks for you.
Either way, you're a full crazy person.
Yeah, but, so you turned me. I think Alessandra is the best. All right. Best one for
I
me
think,
too.
Yeah, so I think yours
do
is
I
the
win?
Most balanced. You don't.
Is that
you win?
It's not
you
like a win prize.
Yeah.
It's more
what
of
do
we're,
I get
we're now
going
to do a check on yours to see if it is truly balanced and if we can end the episode.
Okay.
So yours wish is that you can remember anyone's name, but you can't remember your own without looking it up.
Okay.
Would you take your own wish with that cost? Start with you.
No.
No. Why not?
I like my name. I think as an actor, I need my name more so than I need other people's names.
Slating would be hard.
Slating would be hard.
In our audition. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one place where like...
I say my name a lot.
They have you stand around for a while before you say your name. You definitely forget it every time.
I think more so than any other profession, I need my name. It's literally my business. It can be incorporated.
It would be very, like, if they asked you your name and you had to, you had to read it off something, they'd be suspicious, like, is this really the person or is there someone else? Like, what's going on?
I just thought of a workaround, though.
Fame. Remember my name.
If you had a stage name, that wouldn't be your name. So you would forget your real name, but would you be able to remember your stage name?
That's a technicality that I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we can decide for ourselves.
But isn't it your name? Like...
I guess that's the way we have to decide on how this wish works right now is anything that you consider your name, or is it only your like legal name? Because then you basically can work around it by having some sort of like nickname or pseudonym or something like that. And
right.
then it's not a cost at all.
It must be a thing of like how you refer to yourself.
Yeah.
As opposed to name.
So it's anything you consider your own name, anything that you go by, you couldn't do in an introduction.
I think it's gotta be, right? I mean, if we pull at this thread, then the whole thing falls apart. Because then it's like, great, you can remember every name, and then I'll always remember that my nickname is like Al. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anything that you would consider something that people would address you as.
Yeah.
So it might be a few names.
So the way to phrase it to get around it is, you know, you can remember anyone else's name, but you can't remember how to introduce yourself.
Yeah, how to introduce yourself. Yeah.
That way we get around... whatever name you should be using in this context or whatever that is.
Okay.
This also sounds like it could be the plot of like a Jim Carrey movie.
It's true. It's like yes man, except with his name.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. So you're a no on this one still.
No, I can't abide.
Let's move over to Mike. Do you think you could pull this off?
Lucky for me, I am not an actor.
What?
And no one would ever want to put me in front of a camera.
What?
Because of this mug. So I don't need to have Slate ever. And I think I could get by. I don't need to have Slate ever. So I think I could get by on the tattoo workaround. I think I would do the tattoo. And I think I could. I'm trying to think of scenarios where that would be bad, and it would definitely not be ideal. But yeah, it's definitely a cost because it would be very weird, and people would notice. I think, and it would make situations very difficult.
Yeah.
But I think I could live with it. But wait, the alternative is just how I'm living my life right now.
Yes, that's
no,
the thing.
I'll keep doing that. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with forgetting people's names sometimes.
I think we are realizing that this is maybe not as strong a wish we want and not something we're willing to have that big a cost
about
on.
The wish is, like, some people, it drives them fucking crazy that they can't remember. Like, and it makes them so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't have a problem re-asking people's names. I feel shitty. Like that was like, I'm so sorry I forget your name, but I do it like in class all the time. It doesn't bother me. Yeah. So
yeah.
I think it fits my brand better than forgetting my own name. Like the idea that I forgot your name is just like, yeah, I'm a guy who forgets guys. I'm cluttered.
You got a famous podcast, so I don't have time for little people like you.
No, I was going more on the I'm just a awkward guy. I forget names.
Yeah, I'll play that role too.
Yeah.
I'm just so awkward. Are you mysterious? Let's go out.
Okay.
Okay. So I think I would be a no on that as well for similar reasons. Like it'd be nice to be friendly enough that I could remember everyone's names because that always makes people feel like you're really nice. You just remember
it
their
does,
names.
But you know what? Fuck being nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to drive home on your bike so that a guy doesn't follow you.
Oh, man.
Ooh, geez. So I don't think we can end on that one. We can't. We're not willing to take it, right?
Did I break that wish?
Well, it just meant that we thought that yours was the most balanced of the three of us, but it might have been not balanced because the cost was too much for any of us to take.
Okay, so what do we do?
I guess we can try mine.
Okay.
We all agree that it wasn't that harsh. You can remember anyone's name, but you will misremember a fact about them and you don't know which one.
That's okay, because I misremember things all the time. I could probably take that. So I misremember things like so badly. Even though I have a good memory, but if it's like a factual thing. Also, like I saw It Chapter 2, and I told everyone that the kid in it...
No spoilies.
No spoilies. I told everyone it's the same actor of Georgie. There's like another kid in it, and I said it so confidently. And then...
Everyone just believed you.
Cody was like, really? That's so cool. I don't remember that. And then he looked it up and he went... No, it's not. So I can live with that.
Okay. Mike, how about you?
I would still not take it, and this is why. We live in a world currently where And it's not like I forget names so often that it's a problem at all. It happens occasionally. So we live in a world where people forget names sometimes. And I feel like that is not as bad as forgetting like an important, like a fact about someone's life or whatever. It's more accepted that you're going to forget names. If I'm just going at people with stuff and it's like not true, I feel like that would be more embarrassing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm taking it for the reason I said earlier that people think you're real nice if you remember their names. And I would really like to be seen as a nice person.
That's true.
Yeah. I am seen as a nice person.
I don't know if I am, because I think I can go either way. I think I can forget people enough that they go like, oh, does he even like me?
Oh, no.
And yeah, I'm like, I thought maybe if I remembered you, I would.
Oh, boy. What does that mean? Well, it's all about ourselves, right? People don't remember other people the way you think they're going to. And if they get offended by that, it's because they're thinking of themselves. So it's a real catch-22 situation. Yeah. It's a snake eating a snake.
Yeah.
I still want to be liked.
All right. Well, Maddox, we like you, I guess.
Oh, I like you.
Oh, great. That's a nice warm note for
now
me.
Now can I scratch the table to make more noise?
No, just let us finish this up. We're so close. All right. So I think we're good then. Because, Mike, you're willing to take this wish. Alessandra and I... Oh, no.
I don't take it.
No, he doesn't want to take it. I can take it.
We accept it. The wish was you can remember other people's names, but you will misremember one fact about them at random each time you meet them. That's the wish we've ended on, but what about you, audience? Would you take this wish? And are there any other wishes you'd like to hear us break down?
Comment below.
Subscribe.
Do what you want to do. Well, that's what we came up with, but we want to hear from you, your wishes, your thoughts, whether you take this wish or not. You can find us on Twitter at BreakAWishPod, email BreakAWishPod@gmail.com, join the Break A Wish discussion group on Facebook, and you can support the show by writing a review, telling a friend, or buying a t-shirt on TeePublic. All this information at breakawish.ca. For more Michael Mongiardi, you can listen to his improv movie podcast, That's How I Remember It. Or for more Alessandra Vitae, you can listen to her movie sharing podcast, Shh, I'm Watching a Movie. Both are on the sonarnetwork.com. This is a Kicks and Giggles Entertainment production, hosted by Maddox Campbell, themed by Matthew Reed, cover art by Justin Langford, and a proud member of the Sonar Podcast Network. More podcasts at thesonarnetwork.com. Before I go, some wishes don't take a whole episode. I call these summary judgments. An anonymous user said, I wish Steve Martin was president. Yeah, Steve Martin. That sweet, sweet man is president of the United States. Definitely an improvement, but his first decree is that the only music allowed is banjo music. By penalty of death. So, what would you wish for?
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar!
Hi, everyone. My name is Rolly Bush, one of the hosts of Sonar's new podcast, My Gorgeous Son. I started this podcast because my son went down to Hollywood and flamed out hard, and we try to help him get on track.
My career didn't flame out. I just came home. That's all.
Joining us every episode, of course, is our podcasting intern fresh from the Ryerson Podcasting School, Everardo.
How's it going?
So join us by Google.
Yeah, Google. Just Google My Gorgeous Son. It's not hard to find. Or Sonar. Just type in Sonar.
You know what? You're probably listening to a podcast already, so you kind of know how it works.
Yeah.
Just find us
as
well.
We're on the
Sonar called
Network.
My Gorgeous Son.
So check us out. It's a fun show. You'll love it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.